We welcome you inside the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro. Pleased to be joined by Eagles cornerback Kerry Williams, having a fine, fine season. His first as a Philadelphia Eagle. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? You doing good? How, what's life like being a Philadelphia Eagle?
It's cool. It's much like being anywhere else. You know, I think that the locker room's great. I think that the people here within the office is cool. And, yeah, I'm just enjoying the whole process, man. It's a great time. I'm having fun, and, you know, that's what it's all about.
I admire your journey, Kerry. You never gave up on the dream. It is not easy making it to the NFL. Are you one of those reflective guys? You kind of walk in every day and say, man, I'm glad to be here?
I reflect all the time, whether it's at home, whether it's in here. I try to think back on what my life was and how it's changed through, you know, just being blessed. And God has definitely been along my side. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him and the great people that I surrounded myself with. So I feel great about, you know, where I've come. I still have a long journey, and I just want to continue to get better each and every day.
When did the idea of actually being an NFL caliber player enter your mind?
Probably my freshman year of college, when we had some NFL scouts at our practices, and people was asking about who I was, and, you know, I had some decent talent. And, you know, then I guess a light switch hit, and it said I can actually make my dream a reality if I continue to work hard and, you know, keep my head straight and do what's right. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to finish there at that university. But I went to Washburn, and I continued to hold on to my dream and keep the faith, and I eventually made it. So I'm very blessed to be in the position, and I just think about all those things and all those times, and just growing pains and things that I went through to help build the person that I am today.
You know, Kerry, it's interesting. We all watch the game of football, and we love the game of football, and I think people forget that, you know, when people start idolizing football players, you're at a very young age. It's a really tough time for a young man to accept all that responsibility, isn't it?
What you mean as far as like...
not only do you have to dedicate yourself to the game of football, you have to hold yourself, I think, in a way to a higher standard for some people, because every misstep that you take along the way, there's going to be somebody there watching you.
No question. I think our lives are more in the spotlight than other guys or other jobs or other occupations. And, you know, it's if we have a DUI or something like that, it's more magnified for us because we're held at a different standard than most people are. We're supposed to be role models. And I understand that responsibility. And I understand what it's going to take for me to be successful in this league. I know that, you know, I can't commit boneheaded mistakes. I understand that I've made some in my time, but I have to learn from those things and not repeat those actions again. And, you know, it's been a great journey. And like I said, I just want to continue to get better and continue to walk the walk and talk the talk as well.
Do you remember the first time you walked into your NFL experience in Tennessee? The very first time.
I really can't remember that. But I remember the very first time I heard Coach Fisher calling my phone and saying, "You ready to be a Titan?" That was awesome. I've been waiting a long time for that. And, you know, it's great to know that all your hard work and all your dedication, all those, you know, the extra days, the extra time you put into, you know, your job, your craft, it finally paid off at that point. And, you know, I understood that, you know, I made it, but I didn't necessarily make it. Because I found out shortly that 7-round draft picks don't necessarily make the team.
Right.
So it's just taught me the experience just taught me just to continue to work hard.
Why do you think you made it though, Kerry? I mean, everybody works hard and everybody's. Is there something that you did extra that got you here?
I would say I always worked on the little things, fundamentals, techniques. I always try to do extra. Because I knew that hard work would eventually pay off, and I believed that deep in my heart and my soul. And I always had great guys around me that pushed me too. So once I made it to the NFL, it was a great accomplishment, but also had older guys that was telling me to continue to push, continue to give it everything you got each and every day. And I think that's what's been a part of my career that I will always hold on to, is the fact that, you know, you can never be satisfied with just making it.
Describe the feeling of winning a Super Bowl.
To this day, I continue to think about, the great feeling that it was and how amazing the journey was, and just to understand that all the work that you put into, you know, your craft and being around guys, a group of guys that was just remarkable. It was an amazing feeling because, you know, you understood how much those guys put into it too. So, you know, it's a complete team effort. It just wasn't just me out there working hard. It was a group of 56 that was just out there laying it all on the line each and every day. And it was definitely overwhelming at one point. But at the end of the day, it was a truly, truly a blessing and probably one of the most amazing times in my life, if not the most amazing time in my life.
Has that experience helped you spread the word among the defense of what it takes to win? Because I think it's been an interesting time since you've been an Eagle. I mean, you're early in your career. You're talking about, you know, you're talking about to the media in the summer about, let's play with a rage on defense. Let's have some nastiness to it. And everybody's like, what? This defense is a mess. And then all of a sudden, you work hard. Everybody's working. Now the defense is coming together. And I wonder if you feel like your attitude kind of helped everybody.
I don't know if my attitude necessarily helped. I think we had guys out there that had that attitude. It was just a matter of us understanding what is required for us in this defense and understanding, you know, what our responsibilities are and handling our responsibilities each and every day. So, you know, just continuing to communicate and getting better in the secondary, communicating with the linebackers and things like that. D'Amico's been great. I don't know, you know, more so if my leadership has been anything special, but I'll tell you, being out there with 5'9" and him going out there each and every week, each and every day, just putting it all out there on the line, and he basically leads by example. And I think he's a great leader, and I think that, you know, I lean heavily on this guy. And, you know, I think that with him as our quarterback of the defense, we have a bright future. And it's just a matter of us just turning it on when the lights come on and making plays. We've done a tremendous job thus far. You know, but we still feel like we can get a lot better, and that's what we're striving to each and every day.
Kerry, you play a position that requires so much thick skin. Have you always been the kind of guy who could take the heat, even when you were a kid?
No. No, man. I guess it's one of those things that you have to acquire. You know, you have to develop that. You know, if you have low self-esteem initially, it's not good to be a corner.
No, I would imagine.
It's not good to be a quarterback either. You know, you're going to get a lot of flack, and you got to understand that, you know, it's a part of the business, a part of the game. You're not going to be able to cover every route in the route tree. There's going to be guys that's going to make catches. It's about, you know, just continuing to play consistent, continuing to keep a level head, and continue to fight, and just continue to get after guys each and every play, never giving up. And, you know, that's been my motto, and that's what I stand by each and every day. And I think all successful corners feel that same way.
You play with such intensity at a position where the way the rules are in the last 10 years in the NFL, they strip that away from a cornerback. It must be a very delicate balance that you have to have each Sunday.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to, you know, learn to tone some of that stuff down to a degree. You know, I think a lot of my coaches in the past said I play a little bit better when I'm more level-headed. And I'm not too fiery, but sometimes, you know, football is an emotional game, and it can get the best of you at times. And I'm not necessarily the most perfect guy out there on the field, so you know, I'm not necessarily the most perfect.
So what do you do?
Guy to see to watch on Sundays. You know, you may see me, you know, making some gestures or getting up in somebody's face.
You get a little crazy,
right? You know, I think you got to be crazy sometimes to play this game, especially when you look at what we're doing each and every day. You got to be a little off, but my off can't be totally off. Mm-hmm. I got to remember that I got to hone it in and understand that I got to, whatever I do has to help the team.
How do you do that? Are you a Zen master? Are you yoga? Are you taking meditation? what are you doing?
I just focus on just trying to do my best, mm-hmm. and making sure that, you know, I don't get too crazy or go too far, because it is a point where you reach the too far limit. And I make sure that I don't reach that point. And if I did, I know D'Amico would grab me and say, hey, Kerry, calm down, you know, in his southern accent. And, you know, and I listened to him. And, you know, even in Baltimore, you know, I had guys that was able to, you know, calm me down. And, you know, it's great to have that support. And it's great to have guys out there that really care about your future and understand that, you know, me being level-headed can help the team.
The Oakland Raiders have a quarterback who's very interesting, unique, dynamic. They throw the football down the field. He runs it 93 yards. Great challenge for you on Sunday, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I think he may be one of the most dynamic quarterbacks we got in the game as far as, like, running the football. he's a big guy, strong, powerful legs, a nice stiff arm, a guy that can throw the ball down the field at will. I think it's a unique challenge for us, but we look forward to this challenge. We think it's a great opportunity for the defense to get better. We think that, you know, with our communication and us continue to grow, we can go out and have victory.
Well, let's start the second half of the season the right way. Kerry Williams, thanks, man.
No problem.
Good to talk to you. Kerry Williams in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.